On Sunday, a driver sped through Waukesha's annual Christmas parade, killing 5 people and injuring 40 others. A suspect has been taken into police custody. We're taking a moment now to understand how trauma of a violent, tragic event like this one can affect people and how to deal with it. Dr. Dipesh Navzaria is an associate professor of pediatrics at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, an associate professor of human development and family studies at the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. Dr. Navzaria, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Pleased to be here.
As we heard in the news, kids still in the intensive care unit. Of course, right now, we're all hoping for the best of them. Can you talk, Dr. Navzaria, about concerns about the trauma, both for people who have survived this event, witnessed it, and community members as well?
Yeah, certainly. So first of all, it helps to define trauma briefly, that trauma is something that threatens a child or threatens a person or someone that you depend on for safety and love in different ways. So when that kind of world you have, the view you have of the world as a safe place, as a nurturing place, gets fractured by witnessing an event or being touched by an event in some way, then that has significant outcomes for children in particular, but also adults when that happens.
And I've talked to you about this before. That can have long-term negative outcomes, mental health, emotional health, even physical health. How important is it that we try to deal with these kind of traumas to prevent some of the worst of those outcomes?
Yeah, you know, certainly, first of all, on a short-term basis, learning how to recognize the signs of trauma. And before they get, you know, out of hand or out of control or have some of these long-term events, thinking about how we can allow someone to work through them, helping them talk through what their fears are, also helping them understand that these sorts of things don't happen every day or don't happen all the time to all people. It can be very hard, and particularly for a young child, it can be hard to put that into context. They may not recognize, for example, if they witnessed this horrible event, they may be scared of crossing a street or being in a street at any point because it happened once, therefore it could happen anytime, right? How do you help a child work through that and not go into this fear response? It's not something you can just reason through, but it's something that needs to be carefully worked through.
What would you suggest to a parent or other caregiver in a situation like this? What kind of things would you hope they talk to their kid about? What kind of, I guess, wording even would they use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so first of all, I think it's important to think about asking your child how they're feeling or asking them what their thoughts are about what might have happened. Sometimes I think as adults, we can project our own fears or anxieties or worries that we have for our children or ourselves onto our kids. So asking them where they are with things, recognizing that they might not be ready to talk about it, but being willing to kind of come back to it at a later point is also really important. And also recognizing that not all children are going to respond by saying, oh, I'm scared because X happened, right? It's easy when they tell you that. But that disturbed sleep, avoiding certain situations, et cetera, are all possible signs of trauma. And that is something where if you're not sure, it's probably best to talk to your child's healthcare provider and or if they have a therapist to work with them to say, could this be a possible thing that's going on with them? Might this explain what's been happening with them, and let them work through what the symptoms might be?
How about people who witnessed the events firsthand, kids or grown-ups? What's a good place for them to begin to look and say, am I? How do I figure out if I'm having a trauma response to this?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the best things for people who have been directly impacted is to not wait until it becomes more of a problem or becomes something that interferes with your life. It's really kind of trying to do almost, it's not really prevention because obviously the incident already happened, but to do an early response, you know, talking proactively to a mental health professional, making a plan to check in if things worsen or don't improve or things like that. I think for them, it's really important to not just say, well, we'll wait and see whether it becomes a problem. The same way that if somebody broke a leg, we often will prescribe physical therapy, you know, to say, okay, you need help in being able to walk well again. We don't wait and say, well, let's see how it goes. It's the same with mental health.
I'm hearing in the news, Dr. Nafsaria, local leaders in Waukesha, faith leaders, community activists, a lot of people are working to pull together as a community in their response on that. How important is that?
I think it's really important because here's the other thing. One of the most important messages that we can send, not just to children, but also to adults, is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there willing to help, willing to make a difference, and willing to support each other. And whether it's coming from different community sources or messaging, I think it's important that people not feel isolated and that people also say, what can we do to keep these sorts of things from happening in the future? And how can we make sure that everyone involved in this incident is getting the help that they need in whatever shape or form they need it?
And Dr. Nafsaria, whatever the cause of trauma can be, obviously the best thing would be to not have it in the first place. But one encouraging bit of news I've seen, having seen you do talks, is that by taking action, by providing treatment and counseling and things like that, you really can tip the scales and move things in a positive direction in the future, right?
That is absolutely correct. And I think the other thing is to avoid unintentional trauma in the sense of endless, what they call doom scrolling, right, on social media or watching media over and over and over again, which especially for children can lead them to believe, oh my goodness, this is happening all the time. Well, no, it happened once. And also encouraging children and adults, Mr. Rogers said it well, look for the helpers. I mean, even in the videos that we saw, like look for the police running to assist, look for bystanders who stepped in. There's many more people out there that are willing to help and able to help than there are that might be causing harm. And I think recognizing that reminds people that the balance of things is on a safe society and not necessarily on the traumatic event that happened.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Nafsaria, thanks for joining us again.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Dipesh Nafsaria is an associate professor of pediatrics at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and a faculty fellow at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology Child Development Lab. He talked to us about how to process trauma after yesterday's car attack in Waukesha.